Well, no, that's me to say because it's like leaving G out.
Poor Gia.
We're back. Welcome back to Thick and Tired, your favorite podcast. We are here. It is myself, Cassidy. We have Leah and Corinne in the building today. Our little Gia is away right now. Where'd she go?
She's seeing a play. I don't know, Mary Poppins or something.
She's seeing Mary Poppins?
Yeah, no, I think where she's in the city. She's spending a day in the city with her family.
What a shit day to go to the city.
It's I was in the city yesterday and it was also like this. It was not fun.
I don't like going to the city. Just keep myself home on the island.
I agree.
Keep my ass here.
I'm not really into crossing any bridges right now. I'm just saying.
So our little G is gone. Our little, what is she, Gen Z? She Gen Z? Our little Gen Z
I
is gone.
I think so, yeah.
So it's just us, the old Mary Hoes today.
Wait, I think I'm also Gen Z,
right,
though.
Go fuck yourself.
Sorry. Whatever. But I feel like a millennial.
But it's so funny. I think we're all different generations. What are you?
Gen X. That's like the best one.
You're a Gen X. And I'm a millennial?
Yeah.
I was born in 1987. You were born in...
77.
And you
I made her say it on the podcast.
What a hoe.
I'm 97.
77? Oh, my God. 77! Anyway, people are gonna be listening. Like, wow,
oh my god, that's
funny.
Our fun fact.
No,
of the
that's
day.
Our fun. Okay, so screw. Well, I kind of want. So since Gia's gone, and I feel like we're all married. We all are married, and like
it's gonna
different
be the marriage episode.
And we are literally like generate. What are we like generation? Are we different generations?
Well, yeah, sort of. But I like, guess. Yeah, it's whatever. Just different. Whatever they call
it. We're just gonna say that. So like, I feel like
but we all have very different mindsets.
Yes,
which is good.
So I feel like this is like a good, I think we're going to take this opportunity today to talk about that.
Yeah.
Our like
that's
relationships,
actually smart.
Love and our marriages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Instead of the fun fact, I kind of wanted to like jump into our marriages, our weddings. So I want to ask, what was your biggest regret from your wedding day? I'm going to start.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you start. Because I to think about mine.
My biggest regret for my wedding day was not having a videographer. I cannot believe I did not have a videographer. I got married 5 years ago. My business really picked up within the last two. Mm. But I feel like if my business was where it's at right now, back then, I would have definitely had one. But Rob, my husband, was just like, no, I'm not spending any more money. But now I wish I had it, at least for the ceremony, at least for our church, because our church is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And now I don't have it. And like, I'm upset about that. Yeah. So there's my effing regret.
Yeah.
Leah
well,
Perez.
Well, you know, I actually did just get my video back, too.
Oh.
The full one. I don't think I told you this.
No, you
I got
didn't.
It last week.
And
it's like an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
And I told Justin we're watching this every year on our anniversary. And he's like dreading it.
Dreading
but
it?
But it's nice. So I think it's nice to be able to see your whole wedding from everyone else's perspective. Because for me, my wedding was a whirlwind of a day. It was
it
just
is.
Like... I couldn't even really appreciate it as much. But now looking at the video, I'm like, wow, that did happen. Like, I didn't get to see that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's why a lot of people are hiring content creators now. Because besides your wedding video for all the formalities and, like, there's stuff that you really don't get to see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your – do you have any big regrets for your wedding day? You're the freshest.
When I think of that, the only thing that comes to mind is the fact that I didn't put a tampon in the morning of – okay, wait, listen, hear me out.
Nope.
Hear me out. Because I was like, I was not supposed to have my period. I think we talked about this on another podcast. I wasn't supposed to have it, but I skipped my pill. And it turned out like I literally was maybe spotting the day before. But I think with all the stress, I woke up and I was
that
like, oh, it's not going to be.
Body.
I was like, it's not going to be bad. Like, I don't need to put a tampon in. And then I was getting my makeup done and I was literally bleeding through my white pajamas. And if I had just said precaution, like, let me just throw a tampon in, I wouldn't have had that, like,
you regret
panic.
Not putting a poo
so,
in.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I could think of because I was literally waddling around my bridal suite. Like, no one look at my butt.
Did you get blood all over the Giorgio's chairs?
I think I might have.
No, I doubt it.
I mean, that's the first thing I did.
They would have came and wiped
that's
you off.
That's the first thing.
Wiped you off.
It's the first thing I looked at. I looked at the chair and I was like panicking the whole morning. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to bleed through. I'm bleeding through. So I think I would have had a little bit of a less stressful morning if I had just been like, you know what?
Let me plug
as a
up.
Precaution, I don't think I'm bleeding right now, but it's fine. Yeah. Because then chaos ensued and here I am, free flowing. Yeah.
Flow it all over the East End.
But I think that was really my only regret because
like
everything
Red Sea
else
over there.
It's perfect.
Everything else was good.
Great. Corinna Fatilina Plizzi.
So my biggest regret is in the days leading up to my wedding, I didn't do as much prep for myself as that I feel like I could have done. Mm. I actually did more prep for Leah's wedding as a guest than I did for my own wedding going in. There was just a lot surrounding because I had the kids. Nancy had just passed away. There was a lot going on.
Yep. You kind of got lost in the sauce.
I did. I really kind of got lost. Like, I didn't even really have, like, the night of, like, I didn't have lingerie. I didn't go for, like, the facial. I didn't do anything pampering that, like, a lot of girls do. I didn't do tanning. Like, I didn't do anything that a lot of girls do leading up to the wedding. And I kind of regret that because I look back and I'm like, I didn't love my hair. Like, there were things that, like, I was like, ugh.
I kind of regret it too.
Yeah.
I did not get a facial. And now all my brides are like, I'm going for it. Every bride I have. Yeah. What are you doing this week? Going to get a facial. Get a facial.
I was scared to do that, though. No, I didn't do a facial because I did. Well, I did a lot of prep. I took off the whole week before the wedding, and it was packed out with appointments. I did acupuncture.
You waxed your entire body.
I waxed my whole body from literally my mustache down. Actually, my eyebrows too.
I worked the day of my rehearsal until like 4 o'clock. Do you remember? No, that's crazy. There was a bride in there, and she came in, and she's like, everybody knew it was my wedding day, and she came in, and she was like, why are you here? Yeah. And I was like, because who else is gonna work the
store? That's when you had like nobody.
I didn't really have like a huge staff, and everyone else was
not a good staff at least. If you think this is about you, it sure is. Okay, anyway,
but I was scared to do the facial because, you know, I didn't know how my skin was gonna react to something like that.
Scary.
But I did. I was prepping for my wedding literally 8 months before. I was going tanning every week.
But even like a hydro facial. Yeah, like something like where you just feel like fresh. Like I just didn't have that like super fresh feeling. Like there was just, I don't know.
I get it. In all honesty, I think the lead up to the wedding, the anticipation of it, all the prep, like really plays a role in like
the anxiety.
How you feel on your wedding day. Yeah. Like when it's supposed to be the biggest day of your life.
Right? Can I just say too that the day of my rehearsal dinner, Paul took his boat with his best man and a couple of his groomsmen, and they traveled from the South Shore where we are all the way to the North Shore in Sands Point because they wanted to bring the boat there. But let me just say,
what, did he go home on the boat?
I packed the car. He went the day after the wedding when we all left. Him and the guys took the boat back because he didn't really do like a, we didn't do like a bachelorette because Nancy had passed away.
I know.
So we didn't do like my cousins came out. We all went to the View. Like it was very low key. But like I packed out the car. Like there were so many things happening the day before my wedding, and I was just like, why am I doing this all by myself?
Right. Yeah.
Like I literally had zero. Like the kids were so little. So now not only it's me, I have like a 14-year-old. I don't remember how old was Gianna. 2019. So 10. So she was 14. She was just turning. She just turned 14. And then I had the girls.
Man, yeah. Oh my
God. So it was like three kids in tow by myself, and I'm packing my car literally out. I'm trying to get them, and I didn't have the big car.
So you regret self care.
I do regret self care.
Get that facial, girls.
I want a redo.
I would do a redo. Let's do a redo.
Yeah.
That's what the
I would definitely do a redo, and I would do a lot differently now that I know more. And like, I don't know, now that I'm more established. Yeah. Anyway, wedding date. Why'd you guys pick what day did you guys get married and why? I got married. So I'll start again.
Just go around the turkey.
I got married October 12th, 2019.
Someone's hungry.
I am.
But I got married on October 12th, 2019. It was actually Rob's mom's birthday and she passed away on October 12th. No, she passed. Rob's mother's birthday was October 12th. She passed like 15 years ago. She passed away on October 14th. So that weekend has always been like a very sad weekend for him.
Oh my god.
So he said he wanted to like do something to make it more joyous for him. So we got married on his mom's birthday. And we got married at the Pyramon in Babylon. Shout out to the Pyramon, my absolute favorite staff. I love, love, love them. Brittany's one of my good friends. I love the entire staff there. And when we went there, they literally only had that weekend available. And we were like, okay, that's it. His mom loved the ocean. It was perfect. So that's why we got married on October 12th. So now Rob's mom's birthday, we celebrate our anniversary.
Can I just, I don't want to skip you, but I have to for 1 second. Yeah. So Paul's mother's birthday was September 30th. And that's why I picked September 28th. Because his mom passed away.
So if anyone out there wants to know, me and Corinne are kind of like soul sisters.
Our grandmothers wore the same dresses to our wedding.
Yep.
same, literally same dresses.
That's why I was like, hold on, I don't want to skip you. Yeah. That's so crazy. Isn't it crazy? So we both wanted that weekend. Mm-hmm. Because it was his mom's birthday. Okay. And then they originally were like, can you do like September 7th? They had like some sort of golf event happening that weekend. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we really don't, you know, have it available. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I really don't want to do the beginning of September. Right. I'm like, I just feel like it's going to be really hot. But meanwhile, yes. It was 1,000 degrees in my wedding
meanwhile, day. Meanwhile, you sweat your tits
off. Oh my God, it was terrible. Right. But then she called me back and she was like, you know what? I kind of told her, I told you we did the matzo ball tasting thing. Like it was like a big thing. And she was like, we were able to move the golfing event. She's That's like, incredible. So you guys can have your event. So you guys can have your wedding that weekend. Huge. And I was like, that's amazing. That girl that worked at Sands Point was absolutely fantastic.
Do you remember her name?
Ashley.
Okay.
I will never forget her name.
Okay.
Yeah, she was amazing. And Lucy was my bridal attendant and she was like worth her weight in gold. But anywho, she was amazing. So yeah, so that's why we picked our date. Leah, go ahead now that I skipped you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. There's no like specific order here.
I'm always first. Okay, yes, you're right. No, go ahead. Yes, please.
So actually, I feel like our wedding date was kind of chosen for us.
Okay.
Because we were just touring. Giorgio's was the first venue we toured.
Yeah.
And we honestly fell in love as soon as we walked in. We had chills. We were just like, we looked at each other and we were like, we have a good feeling about this. And then we actually went to look at another venue after that. But then we were just like, this isn't our vibe. And it's a gorgeous place, the Vineyards.
Okay.
It's gorgeous there, but it wasn't our, like, it's not what we pictured for our wedding. So as soon as we saw there, we were like, you know what? Let's just go right back to Giorgio's because the feeling we got walking in there is how we wanted to feel for our wedding.
Yeah.
So we went in and we were like, okay, listen, we're definitely interested. And then they were going through the book of dates and we were just like, okay, like we didn't go in with like, so we're booking our venue.
It wasn't
today.
Like a sentimental reason. Okay.
Okay. But they said to us, they were like, well, we have September 17th available. And I was like, wait, our anniversary is July 17th. Mm-hmm. So then just 3 months later, we can have our wedding date will be 9/17. That way it's easier for Justin to remember. And I was like, I love September. September's a good month.
Sure is.
So
it's a good month. Oh, we're all month. Three Septembers. That's right.
No, I'm October.
Bitch. Oh, right.
No, but my birthday is September. So of course it's a good month.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, but that's so it was destiny. Just chosen for us.
It felt good for you. The energy was there. And
it was
you're
the
like,
only date left in September of 2023.
Right, September's
too.
Popping. That's a hot month.
And we were like, we'll take it. That was it.
September and October be wild. Yeah, no. Yeah. But I, so I mean, it was all like everything's kind of all meant to be like what your wedding date is and what happens. It's, you know.
Yeah.
All part of God's divine plan.
Yeah. And then on my bachelorette, I don't gamble, but I did gamble our anniversary date for like our dating anniversary and our wedding anniversary. And I won a couple $100s.
Right.
And that's the only game I played, just one. And I was like, all right, I'm walking out of here with $300 won.
Perfect.
On our dates. So I was right like, I'll take that as a good sign.
Right to the pre-wedding facial.
Yep. That I didn't do.
How'd you guys meet your spouses? I met Rob on Tinder.
Me too.
I was a Tinderella.
Me too.
He was a Tinder touchdown.
Oh my God. Is that what they call that? That is so lame.
I've never heard of this.
That's what I called it.
You should literally, that's so lame. It should be like a commercial.
A Tinder, no, because it's not, dating apps aren't the same as what they were back then. Like,
well,
now
there
it's
was
wild.
Like no such thing as dating apps when I was growing up. So, well, there was, but I think it was like Plenty of Fish and that's just like, oh my God.
No, Plenty of Fish is like a hot one.
People not are, at that time it wasn't.
I don't know. It's just, it's, but that's like, you know, Tinder was, that's where it's at.
It was free and everyone just went
free.
On it because. Yeah.
It's, but now it's not free. Now you have to like
right.
pay
well,
for
at that
shit.
Time,
like,
well, there were other ones that weren't free, but like, but I'm talking about like in my 30s, like it was like a free app or 20s, whatever.
Where did you meet Mr. Paul?
Oh, so me and Paul worked together at the law office. We were very fancy.
What were you
and
doing
then,
there?
Debt consolidation.
Sounds
and then
terrible.
Paul came and he was one of the other salespeople and I hated him and I tried to get him fired.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Why? Because he was like mean?
No, because I was like, you can't sell. And they were giving him half. I was awesome. I don't care if this bitch listens. Fuck you.
No, right. Well, you're good. You're great at.
No,
so,
well, at the end of the year, whatever. When I left, well, I got fired. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Podcast, really.
You got fired, bitch.
I got fired. That was like literally the only job I think I've ever been fired from.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it was crazy. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. So probably best thing of my life. So they were like giving him like half my sales and I was like, dude, you're like taking money out of my mouth. Like he's not selling and I'm a seller. And so I was like, you need to get rid of him.
So
and
how then, did you guys start to talk?
So then they moved him to a different department, and it wasn't like a huge, like there was probably, I don't know, maybe a dozen employees in the place. And we just kind of like hung out in the same social circle. We were friends for like 2 years, and then I had a boyfriend. In fact, I had a couple of boyfriends, but I'm just saying. Spicy. Slut.
All right, well,
you're so rude.
Can I say, I did not want to use a dating app. I did not want to use Tinder. I was like, okay, the reason why I ended up downloading Tinder was because of my mother, actually.
Oh, God.
Because I was in a relationship for 4 years from high school to college. It was a long distance relationship. And when we broke up, I literally thought my whole entire world was ending. I thought I was never going to love anyone ever again. Aww. It was just one of those moments where I was devastated. And I was home on my break, my winter break from college, and my mom was like, I need you to download a dating app. She was like, it could be anyone. Okay, she was like, you need to be able to see that there's other things
life outside
out there.
Of this bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was like, you need to acknowledge that life goes on and there's other people. And so I did. And within 6 months, I met Justin.
There you go.
There was a lot of hoeing in between. Well, because that's what Tinder was for.
No, that's what Tinder was for.
By the way, that's what your 20s are for.
And also, I was in college, you know.
Yeah. Except for Gianna. She's not allowed to hoe around.
And I didn't.
And Scarlett.
I had no intention. Like, I started using Tinder for what it was made for.
Yeah.
I had no intention of actually meeting Justin and being like, oh, this is going to be a successful relationship, let alone this man's going to be my husband in a couple years. But, like, it actually was to the point where he was like, oh, yeah, I'm planning on going into the Army. And I was like, good for you, dude. Like, I'm not going to be around. I'm not going to stick around to see what happens with that.
Congratulations. Thank you for service. See you later.
I literally was like, that's amazing. That's incredible. Like, you should go after your dreams, because I was going after mine, going to FIT and everything. Not one part of me wanted to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Then we met, and
that was it. I had no intention of, I was in a relationship for 7 years. The last few years was long distance. So funny. It was awful. It was
horrible.
Abusive to the next level. Raging alcoholic, terrible. He actually, oh my God, rest his soul recently.
Oh my God.
Yeah, did I tell you that? Yes, you did.
So I remember.
I haven't had that yet.
I saw Rob, and I was like a hussy central. I'm like, all right, whatever, this motherfucker. He was wearing this really cute American flag bandana, which like leads me to the next thing. What was your first conversation? So I messaged him and I said, give me that bandana. And he goes, you have to earn it, which is like so not Rob, because Rob is not a flirty McDirty. He's so. And then after then, we went out to, I remember we met at Fat Fish for drinks. His best friend, Pat, who was our best man at our wedding, and he's Scarlett's godfather, said to him, like, you need to download Tinder, bro. He's like, just do it on a dare. Rob did it on a dare. I was the first girl he matched with. I was the first girl that messaged him, and homeboy deleted that app a couple of weeks after.
Wow.
And there we are. So that's what I said. That was my first word to him. I forgot. Oh, like, give me that American flag bandana, and he goes, you got to earn it.
Wow.
I was like, okay, funny. Boy.
Wow.
You want me to earn that?
See, I don't even have anything crazy like that. Like, we were just friends, and then I broke up with my boyfriend. Well, then we were friends for like 2 years. Like, we were close. Like, we went to bars together. Like, we hung out, but nothing flirtatious ever happened.
Did he know you tried to get him fired?
Oh, I tell him all the time now. Like, and he probably knew after we were friends, but I have the worst memory, so I don't really remember. I remember I'd got an apartment, because I broke up with my boyfriend, got the apartment, and then I was like, oh, do you want to come over and help me paint? And he never left.
No, he never did. Now you live at the Ritz-Carlton in Oakdale.
Well, that's Ritz-Carlton.
What was your first, what was the opener? Okay. Like, what was the first
So
words?
I reached out to him.
Good for you.
Okay, so I was... You might all probably be wondering why I came from upstate New York and met someone on Long Island, but I was actually down here for my cousin's wedding at the time, and he used to be the valet for that venue, the Three Village Inn.
Okay.
He used to be the valet there. We both had our distance set for only 10 miles. Like, we did not want to be messing around. Like, I wanted to hook up. Like, I just wanted anyone that was easy and available near me. And so I go back upstate, and I actually reached out to him, because we saw that we liked each other. So I reached out to him, and he had in his bio something like, if you watch Game of Thrones or know how to ski, you get bonus points.
Oh.
So first thing I said to him was, well, I've been skiing since I'm 2 years old. How many bonus points does that get me? And he said, all of them.
Ooh.
And I said, okay, so what do these bonus points get me? And he was like, you can either use them for like I don't know, something stupid, like something little. He was like, or you could save them up for a big, like, special date of your choice. And I was like, well, I'm definitely saving all of my points. Oh. And then that was our first conversation.
Oh, man, flirting was so much fun. Remember
it that? Was so much
no,
fun.
No, like, Mom, bring me up my tampon. What? So what involvement did your significant others have in wedding planning? Rob was like...
Nothing.
Rob was... He was like... He had a say in it. He was definitely like, when it comes to finances, he was like, hold on 1 minute, you know? But I think he was all right. Like, he wanted to do things like a certain way, and he was like very traditional in a sense. But he wasn't like overly... Like, I get some grooms who I don't even see on my calls with my clients. And I get some grooms who are like texting me, like, what are we doing? Like... You know, so it's really weird. But he was like kind of in between, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. But a little, I'm going to say in between. Mm. Yeah. What about Justin? How's Justin?
Justin was very hands off, which I loved because it was just like, give me your wallet.
Yeah.
And right. He knew, okay, so he knew that I had been planning my wedding forever and that I knew exactly what I wanted already. So he didn't have to do much. But the one thing, like, he wanted to be in control of music. And I was like, perfect, because mm-hmm. I'm not into music really mm-hmm. as much as he is. And then it was just pretty easy. He was actually also deployed for a little bit while I was wedding planning, like right before. It wasn't for very long. He was gone a month before the wedding and then a month right after. So the month before, that's when I had to do like all the seating chart, all that crazy stuff.
And that's like the nitty gritty shit that you need.
And then
his
I'm like, okay, they're all sending me final deposits. He came home like 2 weeks before the wedding. So they're all sending me like, all right, we have to make our final payments. And I'm like getting stressed out. As soon as he came home, literally he walked in the door. I was like, sit your ass down. We have to do the seating chart. I didn't even kiss him hello or anything. I was like, sit down. We're doing
welcome
the seating
back.
Chart.
Sit the fuck down.
Literally. So, I mean, he kind of had it easy in that sense where he just came home and was like, I'll do whatever I'm told.
Right.
That was it.
Right. He knew. He felt it. What about you, Corinne? How was Paul? I could see him being like, whatever, babe. Do whatever.
No, he was like, I would say he was like in between a little bit. He, he came to with me to all the meetings, like flowers, DJ, stuff like that. The DJ he was more involved in. Not so much like he was like, you're going to pick the music, which was fine. But there were things that he wanted. Like, he was like, oh, the fireworks are kind of cool. Yeah. He's like, I really want live musicians.
The snow.
That was Paul. No, absolutely not. That was Paul. The live musicians he really wanted. You know, but, like, otherwise, he was kind of like, I remember, like, when the flower bill came, he was like, Corinne, Jesus Christ. I was like.
Was it a big flower bill?
It was, it was large.
Share with class, Corinne.
It was, like, over 8. I'll say that.
All right.
Well, this was, but that's still, this is pre-COVID.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Like, where all my friends were paying, like, 4 and 5.
Yeah.
And then, even, like, the photographer. Well, I couldn't find a photographer, thank God. Like, someone had referred North Island because they were amazing.
Who was your photographer from
North
there?
Island photographer.
No, but who was the actual
photographer? Carol, I think her name was.
Okay, yeah.
She was pretty. She reminded me of Anna Kendrick. That's who she looked like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the whole wedding. I was like, doesn't she look just like Anna Kendrick? It was really bizarre.
When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You know, she did that thing with the
cups.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, the cups.
Yep, sorry. Sorry.
The cups. But no, he was like involved, but like not. Well, you know what's really funny?
Not too
the
much.
Venue, he was like, I really don't care, whatever you want to get married. But then when we walked into Sands Point.
Go ahead, anyway. So we came to the venue.
We walked in, we walked out, and I was kind of expecting him to be like, whatever. Like, yeah, whatever you want. And he looked at me and he's like, I really like this place. And we had gone to like one or two other ones or looked online at places, and I was like, this is the place then, because if he says he really likes it, I can't imagine what he would say with other places.
Yeah,
I kind of do regret that too. Like, I probably should have looked at more places, but I fell in love with my place online and I didn't want anything else.
No, you know what you want, and you know,
that's it.
But I think that's a good valid point to make, because like, if you know, and then you don't need to clutter your brain with other options.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to, because I knew I would probably find something else.
Yeah. People overwhelm themselves.
Yeah,
I
wish the air conditioner worked. I'm not gonna lie.
In here.
No.
Oh, the venue. I was like, bitch, we are cold.
It was 1,000 degrees. It was an old ass building. Yeah, and everybody looked like they had come out of the pool at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was almost to the point of uncomfortable. Like, I would say everything else about my wedding was great except for the temperature.
All right.
Yeah.
But it was hot.
Did anyone die?
I'm
fine. Anyway, relationships.
I have no comment.
Before versus after marriage. Does it get better? Does it stay the same? Or does it just different? I will tell you right now.
I'm probably the worst person to ask this question to.
My relationship stayed.
You're the longest.
Yeah, you're the longest. This is interesting.
I mean,
so,
we'll
state how long you've been together and how long you've been married.
1980. I was born in 1987. I've been married. I was born in 1987. I want to go around, like, show it. 87, 97, 7.
Okay.
Born in 1987. I was married in 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 5 years. It was fine. Everything was, we were together for almost 10 in May.
Okay.
And I want to say it was the same. If anything, maybe a little bit better. The thing that really kind of threw a wrench in, and everyone will attest to this, when we had that fucking baby, man, it changes
everything. Oh,
God. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, don't,
you know what? You literally took the words right out of my
mouth. It's an extension.
When you get to me.
Children are an extension of your love.
Yeah.
But if someone's sitting there saying, Rob is the best partner, the best fucking dad out there. But if people are going to sit there and this is amazing, like, they are lying. Having a kid will change the strongest marriages ever. And it takes a little bit to get used to. And then it evens out again. But boy, oh boy, what a shit show in the beginning. But So I think marriage, like, you're on a high. It's like the honeymoon phase. You're on a high. Yeah. And then it's, no one said it's easy. Marriage is hard. It's work. But it's a vow that you keep to each other. And then just throwing kids in. That's a different ballgame right there. Leah, what about you? What do you think?
So I thought nothing was going to change because we have been together we're going on 6 years this July. And just so everyone knows, I'm the 97 baby. So I'm the youngest, just got married. But we've been living together for 5 years.
Okay.
We moved in like at 9 months. So May would be.
Wow.
Yeah. So May will be 5 years that we've been living together. And I was like, that's basically marriage, isn't it? Yeah. Because I was graduating college and I was like, either I move home back upstate or I move out with you. Like, there's no other option for me. Then we're separated even more. So we decided we'll move in together. And that was a transition in itself, like moving in with someone right off. Oh my God, that's a whole other story. But so here I am thinking that marriage is going to be no different than what we're already living. But I have to say, like, it kind of did change some things where it's like now there's no out.
No.
Ever. So it's like, I feel like if we get into disagreements or arguments, it's almost like it can be a little bit more brutal now because we're just like, you're with me forever, you know? And it's like more honest, I think. I don't know. It's just like arguments, I think, are a little bit different now because there's no like, you're not leaving me. Like, this is it.
It's tough.
It's, I think everything is an adjustment period. And that's just my honest like opinion on this is that like, you get married, it's an adjustment. Like, yes, we have a honeymoon phase. Like, we've been going on vacations, we're doing this and that. But there's also little things that I'm now voicing my opinion on because I'm like, I don't want to deal with this for the rest of my life. No. I want you to fix that, you know?
Right. Yeah. What about you, Fidelita Plizzi?
So I was born in 77. And me and Paul have been together since 2023. So that is going on 21 years so far. So it'll be, 22?
You've been together since 2023. That's 2 years. How long you been together?
2003.
I'm like, bitch.
Wow.
2 years.
Could you imagine?
That.
No. No, I can't. So 2003, right? So that's 21 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's 2024. Just.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
1 year.
October. So 20. It'll be 22 years. Is that right?
He's gonna kill me.
Yeah. Long time.
It's
been a long time.
It'll be 22. Okay, so anyway, whatever. It's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
So we had Gianna in 2005, and we were not married. I've only been married since 2019. But we've always said husband, mm-hmm. wife for years. Everyone be like, oh, that's his wife.
Yeah.
Because we bought our house in 2012. Like, we basically did everything backwards. Did things change? Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you got married.
When we got married, you know what's really funny? And I kind of stepped on this, well, kind of like poked fun at it on the last podcast. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn living together, living their life, doing their thing, just kind of like no paper. It was just like, we want to be together. This is it. When we got married was when things kind of changed. I mean, to be fair, again, a lot of people don't know, like, things that happen, like, in our personal life, like, with the girls and stuff like that. So there have been things after we got married that we could never have
even. You've had, like, a lot thrown at you, I feel like.
Right. And you know, to be honest, those things affect your marriage. 100%. And you, you know, it's the things that happen are very stressful, and you need to know how to like work through these things. And it is hard, and you need good communicators. And, you know, to be honest, my husband does not listen to this podcast. He's not the greatest communicator in the world. So
mine is
that
neither,
makes it very difficult.
Yeah. So I can totally relate on that.
Yeah. He's definitely not. And yeah. It makes it very hard.
That's where the arguments I feel like get brutal, because it's just like, listen to me.
Yeah.
Like there's, I don't even know how to make someone communicate what they're feeling.
Right. Yeah. You really can't. I've learned that over.
You got to pick your battles.
My past 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. You do. You definitely have to pick your battles. You have to let a lot of things go.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I didn't in
the beginning. I used to do, well, you know what? I have to say my relationship with Paul was very different than relationships that I had in the past with other people. Mm-hmm. Just the way, like, you know, if I was insecure about something, I never really had that feeling with Paul. Like, I didn't never felt like insecure with him. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
you know, as time goes by, like I said, things change, and babies 100%. Oh, we actually broke up for like a year and a half when Gianna was like 3 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, just it was, we both had a lot of growing up to do. And then when we got back together, our relationship was a lot stronger. But you know what?
It's marriage. Mm, it's marriage is hard. It's a vow that you make, you know, and you have to keep it. And it's, no one said it was easy. I do these weddings, and like sometimes my couples will have the anniversary dance. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love it. I do love it. And you see these people, and I'm sitting there in the corner. Nice, and like, you know, there's so many people are so quick to throw in the towel these days. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. These motherfuckers are getting divorced left and right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then I'm sitting there in the corner, like with my binder, and these anniversary dances come up, and like, you know, it's typically, I don't know if anyone's familiar out there with it, but DJ will play a song. All right, if you've been married for less than 2 hours, sit down. And like, obviously the bride and groom sit down. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
Isn't it amazing?
60 years. And you see these people out there.
Yeah.
You know they've been through some
shit. Oh my God. Like, seriously. God,
yeah. You know they have been through the worst of the fucking worst. But it's different because that generation, it's a vow. You keep it. And that's that, you know? So, like,
I think you need to know a lot about the person that, like, it doesn't matter how many years you've been with them. Like, do you know, like, we've talked about this a bunch of times, like, Rob's love language? do you know, like, what Rob needs to be happy in his relationship?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just, like, affection. Affection.
So he needs, like, and you know, we all know what Justin, well, you know.
Physical touch. He does. He's like, really? To feel alone. Yeah, he likes,
Okay. He likes when you, like, hug him and, like, stuff like that.
Like, rub his back when he's laying in bed. Like, he likes that.
He likes
that. And, like, that's a lot. And to him, like, I know that's stupid, but it's, like, to him, it's a lot. Like, he doesn't ever want to be alone, you know? So I'm always, you know, checking in and stuff.
Because
his mom passed away when he was young. He had to become the man of the house, you know? And
right.
He, like, never wanted that. His parents divorced, too. And
do you know what your love language is?
All of it.
I'm just kidding. Attention.
Well, I know you know. That's, I'm coming to you next, but I know you know.
Attention. It pisses me off when he doesn't fucking text me. Text me, motherfucker. How are you doing? How's your day? I love you. I'm doing great. I like attention.
So I think that's
where it's at. There, I like attention.
Wait. So you both have basically the same love language.
He doesn't. He. Like,
I think that's more words of affirmation.
Yes. Yeah.
Words
yours of affirmation. Is words, his is physical touch. Is like, yours is words of affirmation.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I am very much physical touch. Okay. I don't want you not touching me. Like, because it's, for me, that's the reassurance again. It's like, okay, he loves me because I'm crazy. And I'll be like, you haven't touched me all day. Like, do you still care about me? Mm-hmm. And Justin is so polar opposite of that. It's funny that we're even together because he doesn't like to hold hands. Even standing at the altar, he was, like, fidgeting. And I was like, just hold my fucking hands.
Yeah, hold my hand.
But, like, he does a lot to make up for it, where he's like, okay, I'll explain to him, like, listen, I need some physical touch, and he'll be like, okay, come cuddle, and like, he'll definitely make up for it. It's a balance, but it's not something that I can expect him to just do, like, grab my hand and stuff all the time.
Right.
But I was actually thinking this morning that, like, I feel like we have to do a little bit of every sort of like, of the love languages, because I was thinking this morning, Justin is, he's words of affirmations, just like you are. And so he likes to hear constantly, like, oh babe, you're doing a good job, or like, just,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Right. Wow, thank you for doing something around the house that like I didn't ask for.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to hear, like, I'm acknowledging him.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking too, like, I want to hear that too. Like, I want to hear that there are things that I'm doing. Like, I think we need to, it's not just one love language. I feel like we need a little piece of all of them to make up, like, a good marriage. That's my opinion. No, but, you're right. But I'm definitely more so, like, I think we can rank them where I need physical touch in order to feel loved on a daily basis. Right. Yeah. And he needs the words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Pull is acts of kindness.
Really?
Yes. So Paul literally would, we could, not that we do, but we could go days without talking. And if he thinks like I'm upset with him or something like that, he'll buy something. Like he's like, this is my way of telling you that like, I love you. That's why like I get like the Louis bags.
Yeah.
So like, but he does not like, which Leah knows.
And the Gooch.
And the Gooch.
Remember the story?
Those, yeah, that's it.
Just get both of them.
Just get both of them.
And then the salesperson was like, oh, that. I don't know. And the salesperson's like, did you hear what he just said?
But that's the way that he shows his love and affection by being like, I'm able to give you this something that you really want. Mm-hmm. But like physical touch and words of, are not his.
Yeah.
Like, and I need physical touch and words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And he more so the physical touch. Like, it's not that I need him to tell me every 5 minutes that he loves me. But I need like I'm always like on top of him, like I'm trying to like rub his nose, I'm like trying to pet his arm, and he's like, could you get off? And I'm like, absolutely fucking not, I cannot get off. Like, this
is what I need. It causes more arguments too.
It 100% causes more arguments because I'm like, it's 4 minutes out of a 24-hour day. Like, if you can't sit here and be like I'm curious to know, like, if people out in Instagram land, if you know, like, what your love language is, and like what your partners, and do you?
No one really asks you that. You don't. I've never thought about it before. Yeah, I'm gonna
because
be honest
it, it makes a big difference, like compatible the two of you are. Because, like, again, like that's a it causes an argument with us. Because I'm like, I need that.
Right.
Physical touch, and he's just like, here's a pocketbook, and I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want your, like,
because
don't get me wrong.
I mean, I'll take the woman and the fucking
sending back the Louis. I'm just
like, I think that's the thing though, is like, we the way we receive love too is different, because for him, he's like, here, I'm gift giving, I'm giving this to you. This is me saying I love you, but for you, you're like, I want physical. I would rather you come up and hug me unexpectedly than give me a friggin' gift that I didn't ask for.
Yeah. Right. I'm no therapist. Although, I play one on TV.
What is this going to turn into? I am no therapist.
I'm going to pee in my
pants. Okay, so what were you going
to... I'm just saying that, like, it's nice to know, like, just to, like, you know, to, like, think about, like, how you and your significant other, whether it's a boyfriend or your husband, like, how you interact with each other. It's something to think about.
No, I get
it. Where are the arguments coming from?
Yes.
That could be it.
Can I say I saw a video this morning that was about your love language and how the guy was saying it's more impressive when you have two people who have different love languages be together, because you know it takes so much more effort and energy to make that shit work.
Yeah.
And it's a constant, like, a constant contribution. You have to consciously always be like, I know this is what you need, and I'm going to give that to you. You always have to be thinking of the other person.
So it works if one of the people, if you actually think that, though. Yeah, like, a lot of people don't do that. Like, and they're just like, I don't like that, so you know what? Too bad. Like, I'm not doing it. And then it's like, okay, well, where's the give and take? Then it's not really, you know,
I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
and some people, like, what? Man, fucking marriage, man.
It's hard work.
And, you know, I read someone, someone posted... I think it was a hairdresser, and she like said something like, remember, at the end of the day, the marriage is much important than the wedding.
Oh,
and I was
100%.
Like, oh, that
yeah, of course. But some people just get married to have, they want a wedding. And the thing is that you
they
can't,
want the Pinterest
you cannot
board.
Go into marriage
you
like
can't.
That.
And no. I know.
I
fucking
that do that.
Know.
Terrible.
And I get it. Like, at the, like, if you're gonna, if you're texting me the day, let me preface this because some of my people will be listening. Some texts are warranted. Like, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe that happened. But if you are picking apart the most ridiculous things on your wedding day, like, dude, you just married the love of your life.
Right. You had to put things into perspective.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
the little shit doesn't matter.
Like, yes. Did it, like, did that suck? Yes. But it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Anyway. So that's that. Changing the last name. So I've been married since 2019. I changed my last name last Wednesday before I came in to do this podcast. But granted, I was very, first of all, I did Hitch. You never hear of Hitch Switch?
No.
You go on HitchSwitch.com. They send you everything that you need to change your last name. You pay like $100 for it. I did it twice because my first one expired. My second one came and that one expired too. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Very easy. You go to socialsecurity.com, you fill out this whole big thing, you fill out a form, you go in there. I was in and out in 5 minutes. I literally called Rob, I'm like, it's done. He's like, that's it, Cass. It took you that long to do it. But granted, got married in 2019 of October. World shut down in March. I was going to get to changing my name. It takes a couple months. There was a lot going on. I got furloughed and I was collecting unemployment. So I didn't want to change my last name because I thought it was fucked up my unemployment. Then I got knocked up and then shit happened. So I changed my last name. And you know what? It was easy. You just go to socialsecurity.com. You complete a form. They say, okay, go to the nearest one, whatever. You go in, you check in, make an appointment, because that shit, I'm sure, is awful if you have to wait. You know, there wasn't a lot of people there when I went. And then that was it. I got my new Social Security card in the mail. And now I just have to go and go to the DMV. And I have to, like, call my credit card companies, I think, right?
How do you do the credit card companies? I think the Social Security for me was the easiest
first thing.
Part.
Yes. Like, and that's the main thing that you should do first.
You have to do it first. Yeah. You can't do anything else without that.
Well, I have credit cards with Infantolino, and I never changed my name.
Did you change your name, though?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have credit cards that say current Infantolino.
Well, the bank.
Absolutely not. Sorry, Paul.
The bank account. So the banks are the hardest part right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll explain.
So I've actually had a lot of previous brides reach out to me asking how I did it.
Oh, interesting.
And I have to say that if you're listening to this and you don't know what to do, or you know someone getting married, the best gift is newly named. It's a box that
I got. It's like a hitch switch.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a box I got for my engagement party from my bridesmaids. They all chipped in and they got that for me. And it didn't expire. So as soon as we got married, came home from our honeymoon, I was like, okay, great. Now I have a literal, they print out everything, like all the forms I need too. So I just spent one night, filled everything out, got my appointment with Social Security, did that. Justin went with me too. And I was like, you're coming because I'm taking your name. So you have to be here for this. And then, so I did that, and then the next thing was the DMV, changing my license, and then it's the passport now, which I haven't done yet, which is annoying, and going to the bank. So here's the thing is,
you have to go to the bank?
Yes. I know, it's so friggin' annoying. So, okay, here, I have my new ID, okay, printed out with my new last name. I go to the bank, and I'm like, I just have to change my information on file here. I have my new ID and everything, and they're like, okay, great. They're like, but we need your marriage certificate. And I was like, why? My new license has this new last name on it. Why do you need my marriage certificate? And I didn't have it at the time. It was in my friggin' safe.
Yeah.
And they're like, so sorry.
Ooh, boys in suits running in the rain. They're cute. Sorry, go ahead, Leah.
Then they're like, sorry, we can't do anything without having your marriage license on file.
That's
like,
so stupid.
Why? Yeah. Like, anyone can go and change their name. Right. Like, do you need a marriage license from them? So I was pissed off. I still haven't
gone. That is true.
Yeah, I still haven't gone and changed that yet. It's all the little things. My credit cards all still say Leah Nepper.
I don't really give a shit about my Nepper?
Nepper. It's very German. I hated it.
Mine was Kammerer. German.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about the credit cards.
I don't care either. But the bank was annoying because it was becoming a problem. Like, I couldn't cash certain things.
Yeah, that's an issue.
It was so annoying. And I still haven't changed it. But one bank account has my new last name, and that's where I transfer everything now.
It's Leah Perez.
Yeah, so fucking annoying. It's
bitch,
a process.
Why didn't you change your last name yet?
Well, you know, I was older. I was 42 when I got married, and professionally, I did everything under my maiden name, and it's the name that I've just, you know, again, it just, I don't know, like it.
Are you related to Snooki?
Oh, for Christ. No.
Are you related to Nicole Polizzi?
No. Everybody asked me that. Yes. I told you that one time.
Nicole Polizzi.
You didn't know my last name?
No, I didn't know Snooki's last name.
Oh. I'm like, Snooki, that's Polizzi. Who we are.
It just joined on me. I was like,
yeah. So, yes, we do share the same last name. I did ask if we were related to her, and my father could not have said no faster. So, yeah.
Why? I love Snooki.
Yeah, well.
Shout out to you, Snooks.
I mean, she's fun. Maybe we're long-lost cousins. I don't know.
All right, so you're not changing the last name. Screw you, Paul.
I mean, I don't know
if
it's like...
You should get her on the podcast. Yeah. See if you are a long-lost.
Wouldn't that be funny? There's a lot of Polizzi's out there. So.
I know. I feel like it's pretty...
Since it's just us three today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about just us. Poor Gia, though. Like, she's going to... Gia, I cannot wait until she finds somebody. First of all, Gia's beautiful.
I know.
She is gorgeous. Every time she comes here, I can't stop staring at her. She's probably like, why is this big bitch staring at me?
Could you imagine? You probably make her feel awkward, you weirdo.
She's just beautiful. Like, her skin, everything. And she's literally one of a kind.
She's
like,
a beautiful girl.
She is... she is so fucking funny, but
She's going to need a very strong... man, masculine, someone that's like really like, I don't mean masculine like that. I mean someone that's very sure of himself, because she is like, so she has such a strong personality.
So strong.
But I love it. She will find the right guy.
And someone who wants to have a murder mystery theater dinner wedding, which I almost died when she said that.
It's the best thing ever. I make her remind me all the time about her plans.
Maybe we should do that for Sweet 16. But I don't want to steal Gia's thunder.
No, so we're going to let Gia have that.
We're just
going to
have our masquerade and follow today.
Anyway, so dream dress. Yes. Is that a real thing?
I think so.
Do you think so?
I do think so.
Do you think that, is it true that you will know the minute that you put on that dress?
Maybe not the exact minute, but it's going to be the one that you always go back to.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I work in a bridal boutique and I try on dresses all the time. I try on dresses constantly. And it is true what they say, that your dress, nothing will compare to it. Like, I mean, granted, I had two dresses. I had the two styles that I really liked. But still, to this day, I'll try on dresses. They're like, what's your favorite dress in the store? It's still my dress.
Do you think that you see a lot of girls come in here and they put a dress on and they absolutely love it, and that was it, and that, you know, it could potentially be the one, and they're like, but I just don't have that feeling.
I do think they sabotage themselves sometimes. But I think at the end of the day, it's the only dress that they're going to be thinking about constantly.
Right.
They're constantly going, they're going to go home and they're going to close their eyes at night and dream about that dress. So.
But I think girls, do you think girls are waiting for that moment like you see in the freaking movies? Like,
sometimes.
I think that girls think that they're going to cry when they find the dream dress. Yeah. And that's honestly, I like 90% of the time, the girls don't cry.
Yeah.
The brides didn't cry. Don't cry. Because she's like, I'm not crying. And we're like, that's okay. Your mother's crying for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or somebody else there.
But
or
your parents don't cry. It's okay if your parents don't cry.
We've seen girls that have found their dream dress. We know it's their dress. They know it's their dress. And then the family is like, no, you can't buy this dress.
That breaks my heart. You need to keep
That is heartbreaking. Like,
because we know, I have to say, I know when you put on a dress if it's the one or not.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Just from your face. You can see your facial expression. Yeah,
right. Just from the way you're walking. Yep. I know before, and I don't say, obviously don't say anything.
Of course not. No, but you know.
But it breaks my heart when I know that that's her dress and the family's just sitting there like, I think you can do better.
And it's so hard because
it's not
what
I imagined you in.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares what you
It's very hard because we can't turn around to the family and be like, she loves this. Please just shut it.
Right.
Because we can't say that. And there's, honestly, there's really no nice way to say that. So we kind of just have to like stand back and like let like the whole thing like unfold and let the bride make the decision for herself. But there's a lot of brides that have left here. I won't say any names because it's been like 6 years. But there's a lot of brides that have left here. Get out of here.
Sorry.
That is the craziest penis I've ever seen.
I just had to do that. You're like doodling and I'm like, bitch, let me give you a penis.
I love it.
What, that's a penis? Do you think some girl, it looks like a goldfish.
It looks like Mickey Mouse.
I don't know what this is. Stop.
Wait, you were on to
anyway,
something.
Anyway,
I like them a little longer do you than think this.
Do you think that girls won't say yes because they don't cry, but then they come back and say, that was it, I'm going to do it.
I've had 100%.
I can't delete this now.
Wait, take a pic. You have to take a picture of it and put it, post it with the.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
Just deleted it.
No, that.
Yeah, both of
them. Oh, all right.
I, that. Is that a ball sack?
Wait.
What is that? What is that?
That's what you drew.
You have to take a picture of it. And
no, it wasn't correct. Right, that has whiskers.
That's what yours has. No, two whiskers.
Give me the fucking thing.
Wait. You got to press the.
This is
that. No, with your pen.
This is what I drew. I drew this.
What is?
Exactly.
Oh, is that? That's what I thought were whiskers. The little
okay, go on. Back slip. On track.
Anyway.
The what?
The dick slit.
Anyway, so guys, girls, if you don't dick slit. If you girls don't cry, don't worry. If you don't have that moment out there, it's okay.
I feel like
a lot of movies and like Say Yes to the Dress, season 19, episode 8.
Season 8, episode 19.
I think that like that a lot of those shows kind of give you like a false hope that you're supposed to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
You're gonna hysterically cry. Yeah. God's gonna come down from the clouds. The doves are gonna start chirping around you. No, that's not really how.
Should
it goes
we
sometimes.
Like release butterflies when they say yes?
A butterfly release? We could do that. The fake ones.
The poppers.
The poppers. Wait, what about the boxes that you open and the
pfft? Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone gave me that one time and scared the bejesus out of me. I didn't know what it was.
The table's been moving.
No, it's not us.
Anyway.
It's you.
All right. I think it's normal to not cry. So don't put pressure on yourself or your family being like, I'm not crying. Like, is this not my dress? Because it is, you know, it can be.
You know what I want to hear? You know what I want to talk about in the next podcast? Like, what? Like, I want people to write into us. If you're out there, we want to hear your wedding dress shopping nightmares. And it could be about anything. It could be, like, family's reactions, your reactions to something crazy, like bridal consultants. Shoot us an email at info@ivorymaine.com. info@ivorymaine.com or shoot us a DM. Gia, you will answer your – Gia's on the DMs, right? Mm-hmm. Say what up, Gia, and we want to hear all about that. But
yeah, write in and say hi to Gia.
Yeah, say hi to Gia. We're up to my favorite segment of the day.
I love it.
Thick and tired. I'm not starting because I have to still think about mine. Leah, you're gonna start.
Yeah, okay, I could start.
So, Leah's always strong on thick and tired. She
am
knows.
I though? Because
you know,
really?
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I felt like today it was strong because so Justin and I had a big date day yesterday. We went to the city and we went to the Museum of Natural History. And I just thought it was so fun. And I said to him last night before we went to bed, like, thank you so much for, like, enlightening me on, like, history and stuff like that. Because before him, I hated museums, like, with a burning passion. I hated history, like, history classes. But now, like, I talk to Justin and he, like, inspires me with it. Like, I want to learn more. And he's just, like, so passionate about it. So that's it's nice. Like,
does he like social studies and, like,
he loves it.
Christopher Columbus?
Everything we watch is, like, history related. Like everything, like movies,
like Ancient Aliens on Discovery Channel.
Oh,
so he literally is.
My dad watches that.
Justin is very much like my grandfather, who I grew up with. Like they say, you pick someone who's like your dad, and my grandpa was like my dad. But they like Justin will visit my grandpa, and they'll just sit there and watch. Like they'll talk about history, they'll talk about stuff like that. And that was something I never could bond with my grandfather on. And then I met Justin. He's like, look how cool this is. Like this is something that you should be opening your eyes to, because you're like closing yourself off to like a whole world of things that happened in our past. And I just think it's really cool that I found someone who can
so do that thick for on me. Museums?
I'm thick on museums. Wow. I'm also thick on the fact that I walked 11.1 miles yesterday and 25,000 steps.
That sounds
I feel very accomplished. I feel like I'm sore today.
No, that's amazing.
I woke up and I was like, wow, my body's aching, but it still was a huge thing.
What'd you guys do after that museum,
bitch? We passed out. I was tired after 11 miles. And then I'm actually tired of April showers because it was raining the
and
whole
it's
time
only
we
April 3rd, bitch. So we got some time going.
Yeah,
to go.
It was.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Everyone better pray it doesn't rain on April 14th because and we got 40 kids going to the freaking White Post Farms.
And well, the 15th too, because that's my birthday, and I do not want rain on my B-day. I hate that.
Scars is the 16th. Aries, bitch. Yes. Corinne, thick and tired.
My thick and tired is the eclipse. I'm very excited. I think it's cool.
Are you thick on it?
A little bit. Like, I think it's cool.
Because I'm tired.
You're an ass. Did you write that down?
I'm so tired about the fucking eclipse. Bullshit.
So I had a double here, which is funny. So that's why I said
I'm
thick and
tired
on it.
Wait, I'm curious why.
So the eclipse, I'm like, I just think it's, like, fascinating. It's very cool, blah, blah. But then I'm tired of it because people are out of control right now. Like, we're in, like, a Mercury retrograde thing. Yeah. It's the eclipse. Like, people are literally nuts. Mm-hmm. People are calling up, yelling at us for weird shit. Like, I can't even begin to talk about. Let me tell you, people. Get your mothers in check because it is rough out there right now. People are nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it.
So you're a double, you're fired of the eclipse.
I mean, I'm not really.
I'm always tired.
I'm so neutral about the eclipse. Like, I'm staying indoors on Monday, closing my windows, and I'm taking a nap while it happens.
Okay.
It's like an hour of darkness. Well, it's like 4 minutes of darkness.
I am thick on Botox. I just got my Botox. I got a touch up and I can't even move my face and I love it. And my mom's like, it's putting poison in your face. What do you do? I don't give a shit. It makes me happy and I love it. Okay.
Look, love it.
And my face looks so smooth. Obsessed.
I like to do
tired that. About the eclipse. Don't give a shit. Probably not going to be that interesting. Sick and tired of everyone talking about it. Okay, great. Like, the moon's go. Yeah. I don't even know what happens.
I think and the, go. March grade over and done.
I think the eclipse actually had a lot to do with how bad our periods were this month.
Probably.
So I'm tired of that,
100%.
Too. We all bled like the Nile River, everybody.
It was like a crime scene.
Anyway. All right, Corinne's going to shit her pants. So I want to end this. I want to end this by saying, send us all emails, send us text messages, send us messages, DMs. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what you think about the podcast, what we could do differently, what we could talk about. Send your emails to info@ivorymane.com or shoot us a DM. We love you. And until next time, see you next Tuesday.